Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I don't want you to come to be a spectator. I want you to come in believing these magnificent promises. And it was about 40 people showed up on January the 6th on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for that prayer meeting. And I said, now, I want to tell you all one more time. If you don't believe God's going to do what He guaranteed us He'd do in His Word, I want you to get out of here right now because I don't want any unbelief in this meeting today. I said, because I want this little girl's eyes open. I said, only God can do it. Nobody left. I quoted six magnificent promises out of God's Word that's a blank check to us. And most of those I've quoted already tonight to you. I said, you can stand on any one of them you want to. If you got another one of your own, it's okay. But make sure it's a guarantee from God that He'll answer your prayer. I said, we're going to gather in a circle. And we're going to set Caitlin out here in the middle. And we're going to form a circle. And we're going to start praying. And we're going to pray until the Holy Spirit tells us to stop. And we prayed a little over 2 hours. And then I felt a release. And I stood up and I said, it's done. I said, we're going to go home. I said, she can see. But she couldn't. I said, it's done. We went home. Every day I worshiped and praised the King for her sight. She's still totally blind. I worship Him and praise Him. 3 weeks came and went. Me and her sitting upstairs one day, and we got these little bitty stands that's tapered with the little donuts on them. You know, everybody's seen them little things. And, of course, she'd been feeling out there for those little things, and I'd slide that little stand, and she'd finally find it, and she'd put them on top of it. But now then, all of a sudden, I pick one of the little donuts up, and it falls out of my hand. It goes rolling across the floor. She reaches right over there, right where it stopped, and picked it up. And then she brought it right back over and put it right back on the center of the stand. And I thought, now, wait a minute, maybe she heard that. So I took the big red one off, and I laid it over here real quiet. And I slid the stand over here real quiet. I said, Caitlin, honey, get the red donut that Granddaddy just took off the stand. I said, now put it on the stand. She says, right over the middle. Granddaddy started doing cartwheels. I knew she could see. And today she sees wonderfully well. But now at 10 months, I still don't have this other part fixed. This is all I like. The little thing, we're still feeding her through a little tube in her tummy every day. Most people would have given up a long time ago. But I'm telling you, if I got a book, these promises are all yes and amen. I know the only thing that's going to make this thing fail is me. I don't care how severe the problem is. With God, nothing is impossible. And I'm not ever going to give up. So at the end of 10 months, when that doctor said that thing will never work, I take her home and I take that verse. And I said, Lord, I've got to have sinned somewhere. There's something I'm doing wrong. I said, that verse says, whatever I desire. Now then I'm taking it apart word by word. Whatever I desire. Lord, I desire the little valve in the throat of my grandbaby work perfect. He says, when you pray. When? When you pray. Believe you have received, and it shall be yours. I said, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. You said in Romans 14:23, anything that's not of faith is sin. And Lord, I have not believed what that said. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, please forgive me for my sin of unbelief. I said, now, Father, I'm going to ask you one more time on behalf of Mark 11:24, to fix the valve in the throat of my grandbaby. And I want to thank you for doing it. I said, now it's done. I walked across the street to her house and I said, Toby, that's her daddy. I said, Toby, God's waiting on you and me. He said, what do you mean? I said, the valve's fixed in her throat. He said, now, Thurman, we just got back 2 weeks ago from the doctor, and the doctor said it ain't working. I said, it wasn't working 2 weeks ago, but today I guarantee it works. He said, what do you mean? I said, I stood on God's word. He said, when I pray, whatever I desire, when I pray, believe it's mine, and it's mine. Hey, I said, so it's done. God can't lie. He said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, I'm telling you, give her a bowl of food and a little bottle of drink and give it to her and let her eat and drink. He said, Thurman, that doctor said if I give her anything, it'll go into her lungs and it'll kill her. I said, I know what the doctor said. I said, but have I been wrong on anything else? He said, no. I said, then trust me in God. That's my only grandbaby. What are you going to do? You're going to believe God's word? Or are you going to believe that doctor? I'm going to tell you what 999 out of 1,000 of us Christians will do. We'll believe that doctor. But I'm willing to believe God even unto death. And Toby, he said, okay, I'll do it. He said, I've never seen what I've seen happen. And you've brought everything else to pass from God's word. So he said, I'm going to trust you in God. So he fixed a bowl of applesauce and handed it to her and gave her a little bottle of drink and set her down at the table for the first time in 10 months. She takes that little spoon and she starts eating. And she eats every bite. And she drinks that little bottle of juice. And she don't even cough. And she jumps down and runs and plays. We feed her normal every day for the next 6 weeks. At the end of 6 weeks, it's 12 months now. We take her back for the 12-month checkup. Doctor checks the valve. I would never have believed this. Never. He said, after 10 months, that thing didn't work a lick. Today, it's working perfect. He said, I don't understand this, but said, y'all can start feeding her now. I said, Doc, that's why it works. We started feeding her 6 weeks ago. Because I believed God. I said, I believed y'all for the first 10 months and 2 weeks. And it didn't bring God on the scene. But when I believed God, it brought him on the scene. God's a faith God. You want to know why so many of us don't get anything from God? When it's your physical body? Are you willing to take that kind of a risk, sir? Is that awesome? Most of us are not. But I did. And because I did, that beautiful little girl out there under those pictures is alive and well today, running and playing back in school. A beautiful little 5-year-old girl. Now then, while I was in that hospital, God started doing so many awesome miracles. I started praying for babies in Cook's Medical Center, and God started healing babies everywhere. It was just awesome what he started doing. I mean, I'm in ICU. I'm in a mission field. There's sick, dying babies everywhere in that ward in Cook's Medical Center. I start going over and say, ma'am, what's wrong with your baby? Well, he's got cancer and he's terminal. I said, are you a Christian? No. I said, okay, no problem. In the name of Jesus, I command the demon to come out of him, be healed in Jesus' name. He'll get well. And they did. And they started getting well. And then I come about the third one. There was a lady come in screaming. One of the guys getting ready to go home. His baby was going to die that night. I prayed for him next morning as well. They're getting ready to go home. And this little girl comes in screaming. And he said, what's wrong? I said, my baby was shot in the park last night. 6 years old. And the doctor say he ain't going to live. He said, you need to have this guy pray for him. They said, they told me that day before yesterday. Said, we're going home today. She said, sir, would you pray for me? My baby? I said, sure I will, honey. But I said, there's something I need to know about you first. I said, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Yes, I'm a Christian. I said, I see you're pregnant. What I got to do with it? I said, maybe nothing, maybe everything. I said, are you married? No. I said, was this child conceived in wedlock or out of wedlock? Well, she said, I'm living with a boy. I said, honey, what did you not understand about 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 6, where God clearly said, if you defile your temple as a born-again Christian with sexual immorality, He will destroy your temple. I said, you have opened the gates of hell to your family by your sin of sexual immorality. And that's why your little six-year-old's laying in there with a bullet in his back, because you give the devil legal right to kill him. I said, now, honey, do you want that boy to live or die? She said, sir, I want him to live. I said, you only got one chance. She said, what's that? I said, repent. Repent and tell God you're sorry you abused your temple with sexual immorality. She said, sir, I never heard anybody say those kind of things in my life. I said, it's a shame, because they're written in God's Word. I said, you only got one chance. Repent. If you repent, I said, God will forgive you. He's a gracious and merciful God. I said, if you'll repent and tell God you'll promise Him you'll not go home tonight and go home back to bed with that boy. I said, because if you do, your boy's going to die. She said, well, I want him to live. I said, then you're going to have to repent. And I said, that means turn from your wicked ways and stop doing it. She said, okay, I'll do it. I said, tell God. So she did, right there in ICU. I said, now then, where's your baby? She said, in ICU. I said, will you take me to his area? She said, yes. So we walked in back there, and I walked up, and there's a nurse sitting at the head of the bed, and I said, how's the little guy? She said, sir, I'm not allowed to tell you anything. I said, I'm the pastor. I come to pray for the boy. I just want to know what you think his chances are of living. I said, that's all I needed to know. I walked around the head of the bed, and I laid my hands on his little head, and I said, Satan, your legal claim to this child is removed. The mother has repented. I said, I rebuke you now, devil. I command you to come out of him. And Father, you told me to lay my hands on him and you'd heal him. So I said, thank you, Lord, for being merciful and gracious to us, your children.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.